The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And all week we've been talking about words and phrases that we, in a large segment of the population, believe should be banned. This is all just for fun, of course.
Yes, there will be no penalties for saying the words bay or polar vortex or foodie, so no worries about that. Since it's the end of the week, we thought we'd end on a positive note and talk about words and phrases we'd like to hear more often.
Well, my heart always melts when my husband tells me he'd hate to live without me. What woman doesn't want to hear that her husband wouldn't just easily move on to plan B if she dropped off the face of the earth?
That's true. And I love it when my husband says, "You're right." Isn't that just magical when they say that?
It is. I love that phrase too, especially when it means he's really listening to me. Of course, you know, we have to remember to reciprocate and tell them they're right every now and then. On those rare occasions they are.
That's true. True, true. But of course, when it comes to our kids, I think we'd like to hear "thanks, Mom" more often. And once again, it's something we could tell them more often too. Both sides in the parent-child relationship can take each other granted a little too often.
Yeah, my daughter said a very heartfelt "thanks, Mom" recently when I gave her some boots I had bought for myself. They were too small for me and I was planning to take them back to the store, but she tried them on and guess what?
A Cinderella moment.
Yes, yep. Yes.
I'm sure she did say thanks. Well, thanks for listening today, and we hope you'll join us back here Monday morning for more Mamas on Magic.
Have a great weekend, everyone.